The Nerdlings Podcast, Springsteen Uniquities. We are, you know what we're going to be doing, Jersey Mike?
What are we doing, senior nerdling?
We are working our way and building our own fictitious box set of Uniquities from Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA.
And can I tell you something? I hope it gets picked up because this is a phenomenal idea you came across with, building your own. How many people can say they can build their own Uniquities?
Yeah, and share it.
And share it with the world. And share
it, because it needs to be done.
Yes, it does.
And Springsteen being one of our favorites, hey, that's what we're going to do, because... And
from our last podcast, not to cut you off, I looked it up. It's exit 102 off the Garden State Parkway, Asbury Park, the Stone Pony, where Springsteen started.
To go visit Springsteen.
I mean, that place there is almost like a shrine. And he comes in, even know, like you said, he just comes in and just plays.
Yeah. He'll join, just a drop in. We're going to get to a lot of those because his catalog is deep. But the first one, we're going to be doing just not the songs like we did the vinyl rip of Born in the USA. We're also going to be visiting the remixes, fan remixes. Once in a while, we're going to step outside of the Born in the USA thought pattern. And we're going to kind of do that now for a live in-studio television appearance version.
Wow. And who is the studio? What show is he on?
1999, Conan O'Brien's with his band, or the band who got fired guy, the Max Weinberg, Seven, the drummer.
Wow.
This is a song called Working on a Highway. It was not released as a single from Born in the USA. Its a working title was called Child Bride, as an acoustic work in progress from the Nebraska sessions. So it goes back a ways. He has always had his mom come on stage once in a while and dance with him. At the end of this song, Working on the Highway, July 26, 1992, East Rutherford, New Jersey, he did dance with his mom near the end of the song.
East Rutherford, New Jersey. I lived 20 minutes from there.
Did you?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. If you went through Union City, if you know what I'm talking about, through Bergen Line, and you went up to where like the bluff was or the overlook, you could actually see Giant Stadium and see down on Secaucus. And tell you what. Growing up there, man, there was nothing else like it. It went from Brendan Byrne Arena to Giant Stadium to whatever bank took it over now. Yeah. But Springsteen played there. How much better does it get to play in front of your home state, in front of your home crowd, in your own home?
Well, for the purpose of critiquing, reviewing, and possibly criticizing, which we probably won't do, but still, for that purpose, this is why we are going to use the Conan O'Brien Show from 1999. I'll set it up. Conan O'Brien has a little bit of banter with Max Weinberg because he's getting ready to go on tour with Springsteen, so he's going to leave for a while. And we'll just let it go from there. Take it away, Conan.
We are getting to the end of our show for the evening. It's kind of sad tonight. Max is going to be leaving us for a little while, and we're going to miss him. I'm actually a little worried about you. Max, you got a ride home tonight? You okay?
Yeah, Conan, I'll be all right.
Actually, I heard that maybe a friend of yours stopped by, give you a ride back to Jersey.
Yeah, I got it covered. I knew.
All right. Is he here? Right now you're... I just want to make sure you got a ride. Let's get your friend out here right now. Let's see.
Working on a highway. she looks straight back. Walking on a highway, laying down a black top. All day long I don't stop. Blessing to the bedrock.
Okay, everybody, that is our show for the evening. I want to thank all our guests. Bruce, take care of our boy, will you?
I will.
All right. Have a great night, everybody.
Don't you just love that? Wasn't that good? Getting the studio audience riled up. It almost sounds like this is where the critiquing and kind of criticism comes in. But I just think the other members of the Max Weinberg 7, the 6, as the song started to go, it sounds like they kind of missed their cue at the beginning of the working on the highway, singing in the background, but they're just probably in awe that they did it.
Awe and jealousy that they're not going on tour with Springsteen. So there goes that Jersey connection. I'm telling you, once it's born in you and people know you come from there,
it runs deep.
It does run deep because I don't know how to explain it. It's just 102 on the turnpike or the expressway. From the turnpike, from coming from north.
On the highway.
On the highway. But strangely enough, I-95, he's on the 95, is Interstate 95 that runs all the way up from Maine. I pass there, it comes all the way down into Florida.
Which may be just coincidence that our main freeway running north and south here is known as the 95.
Yeah, isn't that?
Runs north, south, east, then west, and then north and south again.
Welcome to Nevada.
And that's another log on the fire of our Bruce Springsteen's Unique EDs fictional box set.